Okay, call to order. This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and to the Two River Times by posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Colacerto?
Here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Cusack?
Yes, here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Somewhat.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein?
Here. Please stand for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now, I need approval of the previous meeting minutes for October 26th.
I'll make the motion.
Crowley seconds.
And roll call.
Mr. Colacerto?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
The minutes have been approved.
And now, I need a motion and a second to go into executive session.
I'll move it. Colacerto seconds.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
How long?
Approximately 30 minutes. Action will be taken.
30 minutes. Action will be taken. Thank you. A motion and a second to come out of the executive.
Crowley moves.
Murphy second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're now moving forward. Resolution 171, authorizing shared feasibility study for educational shared services.
I'd like to make the motion to pass the resolution of contributing $8,500 towards the feasibility study with Highlands and Seabright, with the stipulation that whoever completes the feasibility study, Atlantic Highlands has final say as to who completes the actual study.
Crowley seconds.
And roll call.
Mr. Colacerto?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 171 has passed.
Okay. Now moving on. All right. Proclamation. In recognition of Veterans Day, whereas to recognize November 11, 2023 as Veterans Day in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, and to honor the service and sacrifice of the many veterans who have safeguarded our town and our country, and whereas borough residents have served in times of peace and in times of conflicts around the world, including in the World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And whereas borough veterans continue to serve the community, both as employees and volunteers. And whereas Armistice Day was initially celebrated in the United States on November 11, 1919, to recognize the end of the World War I. And whereas Congress made Armistice Day a legal holiday on May 13, 1938, as a day dedicated to the cause of world peace. And whereas Armistice Day was renamed Veterans Day on June 1st, 1954, in honor of all people who have served in the United States Armed Forces. And whereas all borough residents and all Americans owe our veterans an undying debt of gratitude. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the mayor and the council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands join its residents in honoring all veterans this Veterans Day, and honors the extraordinary contributions and service of veterans in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, for allowing me to make this proclamation. Marine Corps Birthday. Whereas on November 10th, 1775, the Continental Congress authorized the formation of two battalions of Continental Marines. And whereas the recruiting headquarters was set up by Captain Samuel Nicholas in the Tun Tavern on Water Street in Philadelphia, and it's still there, by the way, which is considered to be the birthplace of the Marines. And whereas the United States Marines have served with distinction in every conflict since their founding, holding true to their heritage of any time and place. And whereas today we seek to honor and celebrate the founding of the United States Marine Corps and wish a heartfelt happy birthday. And whereas the Marine Corps birthday is still observed by U.S. Marines worldwide with special exhibits, parades, drill team performances, and speeches typically marking the occasion. And whereas the birthday ball, which culminates in the cutting of the birthday cake, is held each November 10th in Washington, D.C., and whereas the Borough of Atlantic Highlands encourages all citizens, businesses, organizations, leaders, and elected officials to continue their heartfelt support of the United States Marine Corps and their ongoing mission to ensure our freedom. Now, therefore, I, for Loretta Gluckstein, Atlantic Highlands Borough Mayor, do hereby proclaim November 10th, 2023, as Marine Corps Birthday in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, and commend its observances to all its citizens.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number five.
Number five.
Oh, yeah.
So, workshop discussion, best practices.
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. So, pursuant to law, the Division of Local Government Services of the DCA requires municipalities to fill out and submit an annual best practices inventory, which the state obtains vital information about the status of municipal government practices in New Jersey. The inventory assesses each municipality's compliance with various laws and evaluates implementation of fiscal and operational best practices. The inventory also identifies areas where municipalities may require further technical assistance. The Borough of Atlantic Highlands has submitted its best practices inventory checklist as required by the Governor's Office and the DCA. Once again, the Borough qualified to have no aid withheld. A few examples of the survey questions were, does your municipality perform off-network daily incremental backups with weekly full backups of all data? Have one or more public electric vehicle charging stations been installed on municipal property? How is residential solid waste collected? How is residential recycling collected? Are your municipalities codified and uncodified ordinances, including all current salary ordinances available online, and so on and so forth? And there are usually yes or no questions, or you choose yes, no, or not apply, or what have you. And that's it. Just for record, I wanted to make sure that that was notated, as we did last year.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, public comment on consent and regular items on the agenda.
Mark Fisher, 91 3rd Avenue. Just a quick question about Resolution 167 for the labor agreements for public works projects. Is that being passed tonight for some specific project in the borough, or is this just all across? Like, for, is it good for a year? I mean,
yeah, it's so PLA, that the one that we're passing is extremely similar to the PLAs which other municipalities have recently passed. In Red Bank, Long Branch, Asbury Park, Monmouth County Commissioners passed one as well. But it's not specific for any specific project in Atlantic Islands.
Okay. And then the second question kind of has to do with Resolution 164. Both the Harbor Commission and tonight, hopefully, this will be passed, the expense for the helix inspections. You just voted to spend $8,500 on the feasibility study for R40. The Tobo building is going to have an intrusive, what they call it, an intrusive testing study, I guess, to try and figure out how the building is getting damaged by the weather. Shouldn't that expense, because it's a borough building, it's come before the council to approve rather than the clerk, since it's a borough building?
Well,
as it was my,
yeah, I mean, so I, one answer to that question is I think it depends on how much money it is. But the other answer to the question, I believe, and I'd have to look into it from a legal perspective, but the Harbor Commission is involved in litigation regarding that building.
I understand.
So I believe that decision falls within special, our council and the governing body of the Harbor Commission. But I'd have to look into further.
It just seems like, you know, the money, the $8,500 you just spent, right, or you're going to spend, and the $6,000 is pretty close. You know, it just seems like because it's a borough building, not a harbor building, the expense should be approved by the council.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mr. Oh, sorry. Could you just repeat the
sure.
Position to that resolution?
Absolutely. So we're agreeing to spend $8,500 towards the joint feasibility study for regionalization that the Department of the Commissioner of Education, I believe, has required Seabright to undertake in order to move regionalization forward. We're doing it, though, with the stipulation that we have final say as to who completes the feasibility study.
As to who what?
Completes the actual feasibility study.
Who does it?
Yeah, who does it? Yeah. Super 2 actually undertakes the process of completing the feasibility study.
So Seabright's the one that's ordered to do it, but you want to be the one to take who's going to do it?
No, we just want final say. We just want to be able to sign off on the individual that does it, or the entity that does it.
Can I just, Councilman and Ms. Smith, the letter, I don't think they're required to do it. I think there's a recommendation that they do it. It's not like they're being ordered to do it. I understand, at least, yeah, it wasn't that clear. None of us were here. That, unfortunately, we weren't privy to that. That's our regionalization attorney. But what I saw is that it looks like she's going to, and she indicated that she's going to want an update when she gets to the Seabright issue once the other stuff goes away, right, the two objectors. And so I think in order to speed it along, Seabright is going to start it. And then they came to us and they asked us if we would contribute, and we're saying, yeah, but we want to make sure that we're satisfied with the person who's doing it or the entity who's doing it, because there's some question about that. So if they don't want us to have final say, then they may decide to go forward without our money. But if we put our money into it, what council has indicated is that they want to make sure that we have that we're happy with who's doing the study, especially since it's going to impact our schools.
Weren't you involved in the first study that was done?
I was not. I mean,
as council?
I certainly wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
I was not here either.
It was already started when I
was
on. So this council financed part of that.
Well, we didn't really because it was a grant and we got reimbursed for it.
But you approved it. What I'm asking is, why did you take two executive sessions for $8,500 when it was a lot more than that the first time, and you approved it the first time? Now you're saying after it was started. So my question is this an indication that you did not think that the first study was good?
We got an independent counsel after the first study, so I think we're skeptical that the firm that is representing Seabright and Highlands is going to provide an independent study when that's trying to bring Seabright into it.
I individually have concerns about the firm that completed the first feasibility study. I think it's candidly a conflict of interest that the attorneys that are representing the two municipalities are also completing the feasibility study. I don't see how that's possible. I'm a divorce attorney. It would be like if I named myself my own expert, which is candidly ludicrous. And so I just don't think that, listen, I'm pretty good, but I just don't see how that makes sense. I think it has to be an independent entity that completes the feasibility study, because if I were up there, it's like, my client's a great guy. He can do this. And I know sometimes that's not the case. So I think we need to have a final say in who completes the study.
So that's kind of indicates that you don't want it to be done by the same company.
I mean,
clearly you're doing pretty well.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they are a very good law firm. But I don't see how they can.
I didn't say they're a good law firm. I was talking about feasibility.
Oh, Well, I don't agree with that feasibility study, so, and I don't think the council agreed with the feasibility study, which is why we got the Keene study to, essentially as a rebuttal study, to give us information that we found to be, I don't know, more even-handed. I also think that on top of that, we got our own financial expert to further give us information as to how the financials would work in the event that regionalization was passed. So I think our actions show how we feel about...
We represent the people of Atlantic Highlands.
Right.
I think that's the answer. We represent the people of Atlantic Highlands.
But you said that you got the Keene study. I'm sorry.
We did not get the Keene study. That's
incorrect. I was not a council person at that time.
Yeah, but you said...
It was the
school.
It was the Board of Education.
The Board of Education. Yes. Which
represents both towns, I might point out.
But they don't represent Seabright.
They don't represent Seabright.
No, but they represent both towns. But you were saying we...
I wasn't a council.
We had our own independent council come in later.
Yeah.
Sounds like we should have had Mr. Jacoby last week. At the last meeting, and it said that he wasn't necessary to be here. Was that probably not a fair question to ask, but it's the executive session was for regionalization. Was that the specific reason for it? Was to discuss this feasibility study? Or is that not a fair question to ask? It's what we do in executive. Since we reported that, we probably can tell you that that's what we discussed with respect.
That was a list.
Oh, yes. And are you going to take any action on the acquisition of property?
Not this evening.
Not tonight.
And so you're not going to tell us anything about that now?
Correct.
That there are ongoing negotiations. Okay. Said we could share that.
Correct.
Okay. And I didn't see the resolution for the transfer of funds. Was that in there and I missed it?
It should be there. Yeah,
it's on the consent.
It's 169 on the consent agenda.
It's
169,
and that was online? I just missed it.
It should be, yeah. It's in my packet.
Okay. I missed it then. I didn't see it. Thank you, Tyler.
You got it.
Okay. Any other hands? I don't see hands. Zoom, are there any?
I see no hands, Mayor.
All right, so let's start the consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 164, authorizing award of contract for inspection for the mooring tackle and helix. Resolution 165, appointment of CMFO Ricardo Llanos.
Llanos.
Resolution 166, appointment of Edward Hayden as finance assistant. Resolution 167, authorizing project labor agreements for public works projects. Resolution 168, payment of bills, $374,468.37. Resolution 169, transfer of funds. Resolution 170, approving closing statement for Many Mine Park improvements. I need a motion and a second.
I'll move it.
Carly seconds.
Okay. And roll call.
Mr. Colasoto.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
All right. So, reports.
Sure. Let's do it. Let's talk about recreation. Just a reminder that basketball signups on the borough's website continue to be underway. Registration deadline is December 3rd. As I mentioned last council meeting, Little Hoops, which is kindergarten and first grade, is a $55 registration. And regular recreation basketball, which is second through eighth grade, is $85 registration. Obviously, it's open to both boys and girls. Moving on, fire. You know, they really came out last week. We had a report for fire last week. They're going back to no, we have no report for fire. I expect another streak. Shade tree, there was a meeting yesterday. There was a lot of discussion about how to address the diseased trees in Veterans Park. If you look up in the sky when you leave Borough Hall, the trees in Veterans Park are diseased and most of them are fatally diseased. So we need to figure out how we're going to replace the canopy in the park. And so We are going to be planting additional trees in Veterans Park to kind of, you know, be prepared for what happens when the trees, I guess, move on. We also discussed a nomination and application process for the tributaries, which is, I'd like to think, almost going to be fully rolled out. We did an application that was wordsmithed a little bit, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a great way to honor borough employees, people that have done great things for our community. I think it's really wonderful, and honoring and memorializing what they've done for the borough, I think, is really a wonderful project. And then lastly, Shade Tree wants to thank Girl Scout Troop 14 and Troop Leader Kyle Darnell, Troop 223, and Troop Leader Melissa Fest, Troop 238, and Troop Leader Margot O'Shea, and Troop 554. Let me just double-check that. I can't read my own writing. That happens. Troop 559, and Troop Leader Season Dotson. Shade Tree reached out to the Girl Scouts because they needed help watering the trees. These Girl Scouts really picked up the, picked up the obligation. They watered the tree on first at the harbor, and because of their efforts, that tree is really thriving, and we're really proud of them. And the borough thanks their community service. We would not have been able to keep that tree alive without them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Start with the police department. Automated license plate readers are back in service at an incredibly low price. Thank you, Chief. Lots of training this last month, including FBI training down in Atlantic City about leadership, and also some continuing active shooter training also occurred in October. Detective Morgan and Chenoweth are continuing to train our new special officer. And as sort of a summation here in October, almost 1,400 calls, 39 were fire and rescue related, 14 were motor vehicle crashes, 11 arrests in October, including 264 traffic stops, but that the arrests include two DWI. DPW, brush. All brush zones were completed in October. Looks good, Jimmy. It's nice to not have to dodge with the course around all the piles of leaves. So any brush that's out now is in violation, but you can go down to the borough yard 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Monday through Friday, where you can drop off your brush and leaves. And there are also additional yard hours during the weekend, Saturdays and Sundays. In November and December, the yard is open 8 a.m. to noon to accept any of your brush and leaves. And of course, you can just keep referring to your borough calendar for any and all DPW instructions. First aid squad, 38 calls answered in October. That's 357 for the year, which is up tremendously from last year. And we now have 17 members that are answering calls. So that's great. But they continue to recruit. So if you know anybody that wants to join, you can reach out to Lance Hubany or Ann Scholler. Recreation, I will add that on Saturday, December 2nd at 4 p.m., we're having our annual visit by Santa Claus, and we're having live singers. That'll start at 4 right here at Borough Hall. Chief, if there's any chance that we can get a police escort for Santa and maybe a LoJack on him, I think he got a little lost last year, so we'll get him here to Borough Hall on time. And that is it, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, for seniors, the weekly morning chair yoga and walking is taking place on Friday mornings starting at 10 o'clock, so anyone who's interested, please sign up with the seniors. The next meeting of the club will come Monday, and I'll report back as to what has happened there. We did get a notice that there will be a public hearing on New Jersey Transit Senior Citizens and Disabled Transportation Assistance Program will be held on December 6th, and more information can be received at public hearings at newjerseytransit.com. What that is about is the program to reduce fares or no fare for senior citizens and/or disabled who may qualify based on their income. So if you have an interest, please look into that. In terms of OEM, they participated last month in the countywide radio program. They're also participating this week in the county Emmett drill, and the Emmett drill is a computerized-based drill to stimulate a local event and utilize resources in the database to coordinate responses. In other words, Emmett is something that coordinates everybody if there is an emergency of some sort that affects a number of people, a number of counties, cities. Okay, and in veterans, there are a number of celebrations for veterans this in the next few days. Again, that tomorrow is the federal recognition of veterans, although we all know that it's November 11th, as in the old Armistice Day. But we will have our annual Veterans Day celebration across the hall, across the street for the at Veterans Park, will be held on November 11th at 11 o'clock, as usual. In addition to that, the Atlantic Bait and Tackle is actually providing three different fishing trips for free for veterans. So anyone who's interested in that, please reach out to them, and that will help take place on Monday. And lastly, the high school, Henry Hudson Regional High School, has now reinstated their breakfast and concert at 9 o'clock for veterans, 9 o'clock in the morning for veterans. That had been on abeyance for quite a few years, and they're reestablished it. We're happy to know that. That's all, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. Brian?
Yes, hi. Okay. Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. I wish I could be with you in person, but I'm grateful I can join you remotely, so it's nice to see you all online. Finance personnel, no update tonight. Like Mr. Calicerto, I do not have a fire update either. Environmental Commission met on Monday, October 30th. Waterfront steward Jacob Fugger reported a very low turnout this year for the Clean Ocean Action beach sweeps, which were scheduled on Saturday, October 21st, due to poor weather. So unfortunately, we'll have to look to the spring beach sweep for a larger, more robust turnout for that. Work continues with the environmental resource inventory in updating, reviewing, and evaluating the existing documents. This cycle should be kept updated or deleted. Anyone who's interested in assisting in this effort, please reach out to either Mr. Calicerto or myself. We'd be happy to put you in touch with the committee that's working on the ERI. The next DC meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 28th. This is listed in error on the hard copy of the borough calendar. Thank you, Mr. Fisher, for pointing that out. The borough website calendar shows this meeting correctly for November 28th. At the upcoming meeting, Dr. Tom Harrington, who's the Associate Director of the Urban Coast Institute at Monmouth University, will attend to offer an update on the Living Shoreline Grant Project that the borough joined last year. Finally, Planning Board met on November 2nd. During the workshop meeting, a Development Regulations Review Subcommittee was named. So thank you to Dave Kropinski, Katrina Majewski, and Marissa Zuzalak for volunteering their time to this effort. As part of the regular meeting, a Master Plan Consistency Review for Ordinance 15-2023 was held. The board voted unanimously that the ordinance is consistent. The public hearing and possible adoption of that ordinance is slated for Monday, November 20th, council meeting. In the regular planning board meeting that evening, one application, PD 22-18-170 Ocean Boulevard, for a minor subdivision and bulk variances in the R3 zone was heard. After the testimony of their architect and engineer and planner, it was decided to continue their application at the January 4th, 2024 meeting. For those interested in PB 23-02, that's Callion, at 160 First Avenue, the special meeting will take place on Tuesday, November 21st, 7 p.m. here in Borough Hall and on Zoom. And finally, Mayor, I'm looking forward to attending the New Jersey League of Municipalities Convention next week in Atlantic City with several of my colleagues. I'm excited to report back on anything I learned there. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Very little to report tonight. It's been quiet. Finance personnel, as Mr. Dockery said, we don't have anything new to report other than the consent agenda items that we passed, which we're very happy. Mr. Murphy, the mayor, and I were the personnel committee designees to interview new CMFO, and we are thrilled with the candidate that all the candidates, and it was a very difficult decision, but we really feel good about who we chose. In terms of police, what's been covered, Shade Tree's been covered. Harbor, just wanted to mention that we're a little behind revenue year to date, but that is very much related to the fact that the fuel prices are much lower than they were last year, so that's the reason for that. Also, as mentioned by Mr. Fisher, thank you for giving that part of my report, the NEDA architects are going to quickly come and do an invasive study of what different ways water is coming into that building and other issues, structural issues that have been experiencing in the building, and that's going to be taking place within the next 2 weeks. And for Green Team at the League of Municipalities, all of us who will be attending, we have achieved our silver certification, so along with the chair of the Green Team, members of the council will be attending that luncheon on Tuesday. And that is it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll touch on a couple other reports. As far as first aid, we are on pace, the first aid squad is on pace to make 400 calls this year, so congratulations to all those that are working, that are coming out, which is, as Councilman Crowley mentioned, about 17 members averaging on these calls coming out. Special shout out from the chief. Wants to give another shout out to the newest members. As mentioned in the last meeting, Susan Doran and Kara Capo. But we have a new member that just joined, Katie Luszewski, if I'm saying that right. Want to thank them for joining the family and the squad. And as far as Susan goes, Susan has made every call since joining the squad, so that's about 21 calls, and just want to give a special shout out to her specifically. Tis the season. Santa is coming to town also with the first aid squad. Santa runs will be back this year. Santa and the sleigh are ready to be visit the borough. The dates for the Santa run for the first aid squad will be December 4th through December 7th. And you can follow the Atlantic Highlands first aid squad for more details on that. As has been done in the past, donations will be collected. All donations will go to the food bank. They're asking for non-perishable food goods on food bank at Methodist Church on 3rd Avenue. May have mentioned this last meeting, but we have 5 members enrolled in the EMT certification training, which is a new squad record for the new members entering the program. This is not only special in the sense of benefits to our community, but also shows the pride within the squad. October 7th was the last squad training, which was on advanced bleeding and tourniquet use. This has been a timely topic, as it's been there's been a couple calls recently where a tourniquet was applied. Over 300 goodie bags were given out to children at the trunk or treat this Halloween, and also additional pictures are on our Facebook page. Lastly, Chief Lance Hubany and Captain Ann Scholler have completed their training and have obtained the designation of MHRO, and MHRO stands for Mental Health Resource Officer. As you can imagine, members are faced with many emergency calls that involve death, dismemberment, and many other scenarios. And this training is an asset to the squad and the community. The line officers are well prepared to address these issues. As Councilman Crowley mentioned, members are always welcome to join and inquire. They can reach out by going to info@ahfirstaid.org or contacting the chief at 732-291-8118. As far as recreation, everything's been pretty much touched on. I just want to say, talk about the Halloween Parade and Festival, which is another fun, successful event for the community. And I'd like to personally thank all that helped either before, during, or after the event, not to mention the many generous businesses that donated to our prizes. As far as DPW goes, I'll mention pumpkin recycling. The area is back at the borough yard. Please feel free to drop off your old pumpkins. They are brought to the local farm, and they will be recycled. Leaf collection, Zone 1 and Zone 4, have had the first leaf pickup, and it has been completed. In addition to this, I'd also like to thank the DPW team and Chief Reiner for all the work they're doing regarding the traffic over near Portland Point. I'd asked the chief a few weeks ago if there was something that could be done to reduce the speed heading down First Avenue to the highway, and he put a radar box that flashes when you are going down and you're traveling above the speed limit. This also collects speed statistics. More to come from the study, and hoping this will lead to safer measures for our seniors that need to cross Portland Point. DPW also cut back the brush, making the flashing pedestrian lights more visible. Special thank you to both departments. Adding to the harbor report, a message from our harbor tenants. If you have not scheduled your winter storage haul out yet, please call the Harbor Borough office to be placed on a schedule, as the last day to haul out is Friday, December 1st. All summer land storage customers must remove their boat and trailers now if they have not paid for the extended season or are not winter storing here. Please call the harbor office for any questions. And lastly, open space regarding the Center Ave Park charrette presentation has not been rescheduled. I'm sure more information will come on that. And that is my report.
Okay, thank you. And now administrator's report.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to start by first thanking our borough clerk, Michelle Clark, as well as Beth Merkel, who worked very hard on the campaign. On the elections, rather. The elections, not the campaign. They didn't work on anybody's campaigns. All right. Let's make that clear. But what a lot of people don't realize is they're here at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're here all day and all night, and then they come first thing the next morning back to work, and they don't complain about it. Hardly anyone knows that they put in those long hours, but it's a lot of work leading up to that as well. So I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it, and I'm sure you do as well. Okay, the borough held an outreach meeting with New Jersey Office of Emergency Management Public Assistance Unit on Thursday, November 2nd at Borough Hall. This meeting included the borough administrator, police chief, fire chief, OEM coordinator, and representatives from the New Jersey State Police and FEMA. Professional RFPs have been posted and will be open on December 13th. Earlier today, I attended the Monmouth JIF Executive Committee meeting. Borough offices will be closed tomorrow in recognition of Veterans Day. There will also be no trash pickup. And last but not least, this is another reminder that we are still in rut season. It will go on and through December. So I think the police chief is aware of that as well. So drive safely. That's all I have. Thank you, Mayor.
All right. Thank you. And our...
You want me?
Yes, sure. Why not?
Well, Ms. Smith made a point that Sarah doesn't make reports, right? So when Sarah's here, the meetings go faster. I did just a couple of things. I spent a fair amount of time reviewing the personnel policy because I was required to do that to follow the JIP's recommendations. But I was also an English teacher and a legal writing instructor before I went to law school. A legal writing instructor after law school. But as a result, I reviewed the entire manual and found many conflicts with the law as well as many typographical errors, which we are now correcting, and it'll be before council at the next meeting. I also spent some time talking to Regionalization Council, trying to figure out exactly what's going on so that I could tell you accurately what I'm hearing from him, and also the VOE Council, and was involved in drafting some of the resolutions that we voted on tonight. That's about all that's not covered by privilege.
Great, thank you. And Drew Padlet?
Yes, I have a couple things to report on. So the project improvements to East Garfield and Grand is a mostly DOT funded project. We're combining two separate grants from DOT. That project has started. The contractor's out there starting test pits and concrete work. Limits of that are Grand from Wesley to Ocean and Garfield from Central, I'm sorry, East Garfield from Central to Grand. The other project, the CDBG Center at Park Improvements, the plans are 99% complete. We have authorization to bid from the county, from CDBG, and those plans will be submitted to the town probably tomorrow for authorization to bid from the borough. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Thank you. And now, moving on to public comment, please move forward, name and address.
Paul Barbados, 22 Laurie Road, aka Road. I sent out, and I just would appreciate to see if you all got it, I sent out an email to all of you on council, except I didn't send it to the lawyer, but if you want a copy, I can load you a copy. The situation with the water problems that we're having up there. This is going on for over 20 years now. And now it's gotten to a point where Mr. Ferragina, the part of the road is sinking, okay? And it's causing my platform to be sinking. We went through Hurricane Irene and Hurricane Sandy. I have my front steps. They were 47 steps from the street down to one level of my property is 47 steps. With Hurricane Irene, we had wind damage, okay, with the trees and all. Hurricane took the whole, all those steps were, came right down into my backyard, all right? I repaired those. I didn't bother the town at the time. And I had to hear from my homeowner's insurance, even though we went through the rent program and with Jersey and all that stuff with the hurricane, they said, well, those steps that went from the street down to my first level of property did not touch my front door, because then we have a little ramp, a little bridge going to the front door. And they said, well, we can't help you. That's landscaping, so we're not going to reimburse you for anything. With that, that's one of the major problems that we had. So I had to eat that when we fixed it. And I put concrete steps in there. Over the years now, we've always had problems. Now, I think Mr. Fisher would know this. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying. I thought he left. That's why I just wanted to when we first moved here in 2001, the road was gravel. It was dirt and gravel. They made from Ocean Boulevard on the first part of Laurie beautiful and Cameron Circle beautiful and Hilton beautiful. But we're on the dead end spur. This is what I had to hear from Borough Administrator Fair, Mr. Fair, who was terrific. And he said, well, there aren't many people up there. And they really didn't want, at that time, they didn't want the streets to be paved. I know they wanted to live in suburbia. I mean, they didn't want to live in suburbia. But we're getting all the water. I went to 28 meetings, okay? I don't know if you remember, Loretta, but I think Mrs. Clark may have remembered. 28 meetings, because I had to hear from one of the neighbors saying, you'll never get this road paved. That's all I had to hear, because we're getting water from all over, from the driveways, from Ocean Boulevard, down Lower Prospect, coming down to us. After 28 meetings, they finally said, okay, they paved the road. But they paved it in such a way that it swells this way, right in front of my the entrance to my house. So there was a drain at the end. Some of the water went back towards the end of the of Laurie Road, and then the other side down St. Hill. We consider always when it's raining and all that, those drains have to be cleared or we get flooded. I have two river ravines on one side of my house and on the other side of the house. Luckily we corrected part of it. But now, with all that went on, 2019 comes and we're still playing with this and the sinking of the platform, the water overflowing, if the drain isn't, it goes over the curb. And they put a curb from the end to the beginning of my parking lot. Beautiful curb that helped out. On the other side, they put an asphalt burner. Now, I don't know if Mr. Phillips is here.
No.
He's here. Okay. I've asked him, and he has. Three times this year, he's come and he's built it up. That part of the street there where the garden is sinking and the water is coming over. But we're building with, we need a concrete curb there. And we were supposed to, when Adam Ubany was here and we were redoing the road again, he said, don't worry, we're going to put you on a curb list. Well, I don't see no curb. And 2019 comes. The truck's making U-turns and all. I think you came, Laurie, when you were running for council.
I didn't come when I was running for council. I've been up to your street three or four times as somebody who is on the council.
Right. And you saw how the big holes from that was occurring from not only erosion, but the traffic. where the trucks would try to make a U-turn. My mailbox has been taken down 4 times. We have to have cones there because people hit our cars and my fence and all. But anyway, again, I had to start. I went to 18 meetings to get the road repaved again. But this time, they were supposed to put the curb.
What are you asking us to do, Mr. Barbier?
Well, I'm asking you, I have to now, my platform, where my steps are being compromised, I have to redo that. It's going to cost a lot of money. And I'm not going to pay for stuff that I know is coming from. The road needs to be looked at. And I spoke to, I thought Mr. Romeyer would be here today. And at this point in time, I feel that the town has to do something with this road because it's sinking. It's not.
Is the town not responding to you?
Excuse me?
Do you not get a response from town?
From Mr. Romeyer?
Have you received any correspondence from Atlantic Highlands?
This is an ongoing.
I understand that because you're here pretty much every meeting saying the same thing, and you send emails and they get responded to. And Mr. Phillips has been up there many times.
But that's not curing the problem. That's just hatching. That's not curing the problem. We still don't have a curb.
Has the borough administrator replied to you and said why the borough of Atlantic Highlands does not feel it's responsibility to do that?
I haven't heard from it. I haven't heard from anybody yet.
I saw an email that he sent to you. Was it yesterday or today?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
And it was very clear.
What was clear? I didn't get it.
Well, then you need to check your email.
Well, I will check my email.
Great.
I will check it, I will.
Thank you.
What are you telling me in the email then?
I don't have the email in front of me, but CME has advised that they are aware of your concerns. They have investigated preliminarily the situation. They do not believe at this time that the borough property is causing any damage to your property. They are still waiting for a video from you. Apparently, they had a conversation with you, and you had indicated you were going to send them a video during a rain event to show some more in to enlighten them some more and educate them more of what is maybe occurring.
So is everybody in town, Paul.
Yeah, but it's going through me, Ms. Glory.
It's happening to me, too. It's happening to me.
Well, then you've got to complain.
I have taken videos, and I've had the same exact response.
Well, the thing is, then I have to get a lawyer and then sue the town? Is that what it comes down to?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
I have great sympathy for you because I'm going through the exact same thing.
I'll tell you one thing. Whoever becomes mayor, you're going to be seeing me every council meeting.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Weinstein.
I was shocked to hear of Joshua Weinstein, 60 Bayside Drive. I was shocked to hear that the borough is involved in the suit with Shore Regional for getting Seabright out of that district. Is that true, or did I misunderstand?
I don't believe I think we're mentioned in the suit, but I don't think we're directly being sued.
And we're not the plaintiff in the suit.
I don't believe so.
I don't think
I misunderstood what was said at the last meeting. So the good news is, you might be interested to know that the turnout in the election is, like at the moment, 76 votes short of the gubernatorial turnout 2 years ago, which is incredible. And I just wanted to say that Councilman Dougherty, after the last meeting, he said, came running. He said, you have to read this book. It's called The High Cost of Free Parking. And I've read enough of it already to know that the reason we haven't created any parking spaces nor any housing except for the Habitat for Humanity housing in the last 4 years is the policies, the planning policies. And just to put everything in perspective, just before I came over, I checked, we pay between 40 and 50 cents a square foot in taxes every year on our land. That means our parking space is costing us between $100 and $135 in real estate taxes. That's everybody who has a house is paying that. But the people on East Highland Avenue get to park for free. So I think we need to, I'll have more ideas when I'm through with this book, but that there's a better way to, I'll just back up. We all know that the two blocks in front of Borough Hall to Center Street on First Avenue, it's hard to find a parking space. Some people drive around looking for a space, which creates traffic. There's a better way to allocate parking. I just want to say that now before the developmental regulations come up, which they're coming up. I'm just, this is like a spoiler. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Mr. Fisher.
Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. Last meeting, former Mayor LeBrice asked how much money was in the parking fund. Is it greater than zero?
No, it is not greater than zero.
That's what I thought. Has Atlantic Commons joined with the three boards of education to request the dismissal of the lawsuit against Shore Regional or brought by Shore Regional and Oceanport?
Not to my knowledge.
At the last meeting that we were going to join that request as a borough.
I think, I know that the motions have been filed and I believe that we've joined it.
Okay. Great. Barchetti Park, formerly Center Avenue Park, I know that this bathroom building has been on the plan for over 2 years. Knowing that the 2 acres we're going to acquire, hopefully, from the Denbos property, should that building be built where we think it should be built now, or should it be built more centralized to both parcels of land?
Mr. Burmeier's looking into that because the location was part of the CDBG grant and there's a time limit on it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it would kind of make more sense to have it pushed more toward the Denville's property.
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay, just a thought on that one. I would suggest if the trees have to be cut down in Veterans Park, we don't put back the same species.
At this point, there's no plan to cut them down.
Okay. Just a matter of time. Any status update on the replacement ambulance or the approved fire engine?
So the fire engine, the paperwork is in process to fund it with the bank. So that's where that's at. In terms of the ambulance, there's no updates other than Mr. Lance Hubin has been invited to come and conduct a workshop presentation on the ambulance. He and I had a discussion today going back and forth with a couple of dates for future meetings, and I think we left off where it might be more beneficial for him at this point to wait until after January 1st, after the reorg meeting, to conduct that reorg, because obviously the collective body here is going to change. So that's where we left off.
And just curiosity, is the replacement ambulance that's being spoken about a new ambulance or a pre-owned?
So what's being requested by that group is a new ambulance.
Okay. Thank you. I know the county left off with 2024 as the proposed year that they're going to do all the work on Ocean Boulevard, the wall, yeah, the bridge, the paving.
Yep.
Did they give us at least a season that it's going to happen? Did they narrow it down to?
I don't have the exact dates at this point in time.
And then lastly, I'm sure somebody mentioned it, but the next council meeting is on the 20th, not Thanksgiving.
Correct.
On Monday of that.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Leinster.
I just asked him.
Wait.
I just asked if the borough was involved in any legal proceeding
with the regionalization, for getting Seabright out of Shore Regional. And the attorney just said, we've joined in.
Right, we are neither a plaintiff nor a defendant. We're an interested party. I understand, I believe that Mr., I haven't seen the paper. I believe that Mr. Jacoby sent a letter essentially supporting the motions to dismiss, because everybody wants that to get resolved so that the commissioner can then make a decision about Seabright.
What is he asking? What is
to dismiss the Oceanport and the other district filed an appeal.
Who decided that we should go in on that to dismiss their appeal?
We hired legal counsel. I would assume legal counsel talked to the business administrator and decided to join, not to go in with their appeal, to join with the other interested parties to get rid of their claims, their complaints, their encumbrances.
Yeah, but that seems to me really, from our point of view, to be a political issue, not really a governmental issue.
How is that a political issue?
Whether Seabright should remain in the district that they're part of or not. It seems like we're raiding the Shore Regional District, that we're helping to pull Seabright out of it. And I just don't think that's an appropriate position for the borough to take.
Okay.
Certainly not without the explicit, without an explicit decision by the mayor and council.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I have good news and bad news again. Where should I start with? Start with the bad news.
Bad.
I'm so sad, but it seems like the harbor's litter problem has sprung its ugly head again. So I don't know what was being done before, but whatever was being done is not being done again. This is as of yesterday, so for all I know, someone went and cleaned it up today. But yesterday it was very sad again. Lots of litter everywhere. Specifically, it seems to get stuck mostly around tennis courts. Like, so the entire perimeter of the tennis court, there's like garbage all around it. Sorry to be annoying about that. The good news, I was just wondering, the Lancaster Arts Council is doing a open baker's market again. This is the third year in a row they're going to be doing it. They're going to have like 24 local artists selling directly to the public. It's a free to come, and people can buy gifts. And I was wondering if you would be willing to put this up somewhere in Borough Hall.
Give it to Michelle.
Thank you.
Out of curiosity, what is the window display at the Arts Council right now?
My studio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I see no hands right now. Are there any on Zoom?
No hands on Zoom, Mayor.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Crowley seconds.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
I was like, I don't know.